Church is culture. This becomes very clear when you attend a service far away from your country of origin in your native language. It's all too familiar. Many German immigrants arrived in San Francisco. In addition to the gymnastics groups and choirs, they also founded their own churches.
I'm old Tom Moore from the Bummer Shore in the good old golden days.
Also der Ausgangspunkt war ja diese Big Tidal Wave.
The beginning was this Big Tidal Wave, this mass migration at the end of the 19th century. It had already started in the 1850s, but then again in the 1880s, with millions of Germans coming to America, hundreds of thousands from Schleswig-Holstein.
Unter anderem auch eine ganze große Hunderttausende aus Schleswig-Holstein.
Helmut Edelmann has written several books about the Protestant Lutheran America Seminary in Breklum, a small town in the German state of Schleswig-Holstein. It was from here that many priests and chaplains came to the New World to provide aid, comfort and spiritual leadership to the immigrants. Helmut Edelmann estimates that around 4,000 to 5,000 Lutheran and Catholic pastors also emigrated to America. There was plenty of work for them, because around 7 million Germans came to the still young United States in those years. 80 to 85% of them are said to have been Protestants and Lutherans.
Das eine Motiv besteht darin, dass Bekanntheiten da waren in Pastorenfamilien.
Some priests already had friends and family abroad. And the second, I think, was the reputation of the immigrants themselves. Because in San Francisco, and then especially to the north, there was this big chicken belt, i.e. this egg and chicken belt, which you can still find to this day. They tried to supply all of North America with eggs, and a lot of them came from this area here, from the Fuhr Island, from North Friesland, from all of Schleswig-Holstein. They had settlements over there in order to practice agriculture in the area of chickens, and of course they said, man, we need people from you to come over.
Und da hat natürlich auch gesagt, Mensch, wir brauchen Leute von uns, von euch, die rüberkommen.
In San Francisco alone, there were 4 Lutheran congregations, a Reformed church, an Evangelical congregation, and a Roman Catholic denomination by 1870. And all were German-speaking, and the churches kept growing. By 1905, there were already 5 German-speaking Lutheran congregations, plus a Lutheran Zion congregation. The Catholics prayed at St. Boniface and St. Anton. The Methodists and Evangelicals had 3 churches each, the Baptists had another one, and there were 2 synagogues for the Jewish immigrants from German-speaking countries. In 1870, German immigrants made up 18.5% of the population of San Francisco, and almost a quarter of the total population at the turn of the century. German immigrants were an integral part at the Golden Gate and helped to build the city by the bay and make it what it is today. Not much is left of all of this today. There's only one German-speaking congregation in San Francisco. It sits at the corner of 16th Street and Dolores in the San Francisco Mission. This is where the origins of the Northern California metropolis can be found. Opposite of the Grand Mission, on the other side of Dolores Street, is a church that looks rather plain from the outside, the St. Matthew's Lutheran Church. Since March 29, 1908, 2 years after the devastating earthquake of 1906, the German-speaking parish of St. Matthäus has been here at this location, as Pastor Kerstin Weidmann relates.
There was a huge influx of German and other immigrants from all over the world with the gold rush in the 19th century. Many Germans settled in San Francisco. The first German language church was the St. Marcus Church that still exists today, but as an English language church. And from that one, other Lutheran German-speaking churches emerged. St. Matthew's was one of them. Back then, there were so many Germans in the neighborhood that it was worth having a German Lutheran church right here.
On a Sunday, about 30 believers are in the church to celebrate the service with Pastor Kerstin Weidmann. The women's choir of the Liederkranz is also there to intersperse the service with a few spring songs.
I think the challenge today is that the church is really in the wrong place. At one point in history, there were a lot of Germans and German speakers, but not anymore. A huge concentration of young German families can be found today in Silicon Valley, close to the two German schools.
One of these young families are the Ginsbachs. Andreas Ginsbach works as a teacher at the German school in Mountain View. After arriving a year and a half ago, they spent several months looking for a church. Finally, they found what they were looking for.
This church is something special, because first of all, it reflects our faith very well. That means we are Protestant, Lutheran. My wife comes from Kiev and was in a Lutheran congregation there. And for that reason, it is a home of faith. And the people who are here welcomed us in a very friendly way. When we got here to America, we had to find our way around, but we immediately felt comfortable here.
Tatsächlich am Anfang, als wir hinkamen, in Amerika erstmal zurechtfinden mussten, aber hier sofort uns wohlgefühlt haben.
This congregation is not very different from churches in Germany. During the service, you forget that you are in the Pacific. Older members, in particular, sit on the benches. Pastor Kerstin Weidmann asks believers to stand up with a kavit if they are able. Ingeborg Stadtmeister is one of the older women this Sunday morning. She came here from Magdeburg in 1956 and was married in St. Matthew's Church in 1961. Since she arrived in San Francisco, she has been involved in German clubs. When asked what brings her here every Sunday, the answer comes quickly.
Die deutsche Sprache.
The German language, and to maintain the Germanness as long as possible. The clubs are getting smaller and smaller, and the German church is still the last piece that is in German hands.
For Astrid Holder, too, the community is a piece of the old country.
Ich bin jetzt seit 1959 hier, und
I've been here since 1959, and I'm always in the German church. Our children are baptized, confirmed, and unfortunately not married here. But they also come to church here. This is a piece of home. That is something very important.
Das ist ein Stück der Heimat. Das ist etwas ganz Wichtiges.
The St. Matthew's Church in the Mission area of San Francisco looks quite inconspicuous from the outside. Inside, however, it was and is a resting point in a changing part of town full of problems. The parish hall and offices are on the ground floor, and the actual church space is on the second floor. What is immediately noticeable here are the colored glass windows that were donated by parishioners for the inauguration in 1908 and shipped here from Germany. They give the room a very special, even peaceful feeling.
Ich bin ganz überrascht, dass
I'm surprised that the St. Matthew's Church still has this strong symbolic character for the Germans and German speakers in the region. We had a fundraiser for our organ, which needed reconditioning. We got money for it from the German State Department, but we also had to show we were able to contribute as well. And that came from all sides. On Remembrance Day, I was at the cemetery, and an older man approached me, who I had never met before, and said, I still have to send in my check so I can save my organ.
Habe ich noch nie gesehen. Also irgendwo gibt es da noch diese emotionale Verbindung vieler der Deutschsprachigen hier, obwohl sie nicht unbedingt hier zur Kirche kommen.
St. Matthew's Church is the last remaining site in the long and rich history of German immigrants coming to San Francisco. The German House, the other German-speaking communities, the numerous associations, craftsmen, shops and restaurants have disappeared. There are not many of the old immigrants left. And that's precisely why Pastor Kerstin Weidmann knows that this place of worship for old and young in the German community symbolizes more than just a church.
Aber ich denke,
I think if word would spread that the St. Matthew's Church would have to close its doors tomorrow, I'm sure there would be a lot of energy to ensure that it would continue somehow.
Die Leute dazu bewegen würde, das irgendwie weiterlaufen zu lassen.